It's especially notable that President Trump is breaking with the Federalist Society here, because that group has been just extremely successful at stacking the federal bench with very conservative judges, right?
That success helped culminate in a 6-3 conservative supermajority on today's Supreme Court. That effort began over a generation ago in law schools, and it continued all the way through Donald Trump's first term in office, where nominees with conservative track records were closely vetted, their writings were tracked. The idea was to ensure these very conservative lawyers would stay conservative and avoid the kind of drift that, say, former Justice David Souter and former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor may have represented.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, given the fact that the Federalist Society has been so successful, tell us why Trump soured on it.
I think there's a simple reason. There are hundreds of cases that have been filed against the Trump administration this year challenging his policies, his immigration agenda, the efforts to remake the federal government. And the president has really been frustrated with lower court judges who ruled against him, judges that were appointed by both Democratic and Republican presidents. Trump went so far as to attack Leonard Leo, the longtime Federalist Society official, in a social media post this year as he was losing in the lower courts. Trump called him a sleazebag.